Sif Gimel, that's where we left off. And we're continuing on with the halachos of the requirements of Hamtana. And that will also, this halacha will also get involved with the halachos of Netila as well. If one takes a look, as we mentioned before, the tour discusses in Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel. So in your booklet, you have the tour in Kuf Ayin Gimel that quotes the Gemara on the top of Kuf Hei Amid Beis. If you have your Gemara also, it's Kedai. The tour, though, quotes the Lashon HaGemara. Mayim Emtzayim Rishus, that Mayim of Netila, in middle of the meal, that's Rishus. That one doesn't have to do. In contrast, of course, to Mayim Achronim. Amar of Nachman, so Rav Nachman taught, Loi Shanu El Bein Tavshil L'Tavshil. That's only between one food and the next. We're going to have to define what that means. Avo Bein Tavshil L'Gvina, but if you have a Tavshil L'Basar, going to Gvina, going to cheese, so then in such a case, Chova. Then there's a requirement. So here, the Halacha indicates that when it comes to the requirement of Netila, it seems that there's a requirement of netila only when it comes to tavshil shel basar going to gvina. Mashma, if you had tavshil shel basar going to tavshil shel gvina, so then in such a case, there wouldn't be even a requirement of netilas yadayim. That's diuk number one. Diuk number two is that the implication over here is that when going from a tavshil of basar, in other words, not basar itself, but some type of cooked dish that had basar inside, we'll define that shortly, to gvina, the only problem is netilas yadayim, but that you don't need to wait in between them. And let's take a look how we paskin in Yoredeya. So in Simin Pei Tes Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Achal tavshil shel basar, Mutal lechol acharav tavshil shel gvina. If you have a tavshil of basar, oh great, okay. There's no need. He doesn't need the.
See?
Yeah, he doesn't need the zoom, right?
He does. He's joining in now.
Right. So the I didn't set it in my office. That's the problem.
But it's on my phone. It's fine.
Oh, okay. That's what I was asking. Okay, fantastic. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a tavshil of basar, so then it's permissible to have a tavshil shel gvina. That if you're going to be eating cheese after meat, so then we're machmir and say that you need to wash your hands, but mashma, for our purposes right now, talking about eating, the requirement of Amtana, the halacha is that it would be, that would be mutter. That would be mutter, even though you had tavshil shel basar, you're allowed to eat gvina afterwards. So this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. This psak of the Shulchan Aruch is going to be dependent on two deos in Tosos that the Beis Yosef himself raises in Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Beis Yosef points out in Kuf Ayin Gimel, he says as follows. I'm first going to do in the Beis Yosef, and then for those of you who have your Gemara Chul and Matov Malayim, I'll point to the Tosas as well. But the Beis Yosef is great. So he says as follows. The Perikol Abasa Rekosva Tosa Rosh, Sheyesh Mefarshim, Bein Tavshil Tavshil, when the Gemara discusses washing between Tavshil and Tavshil as not being a requirement, Shneim Shel Basar or Shneim Shel Gvina. There we're talking about either of basar, both are basar or gvina. Aval bein tavshil shel basar gvina shel afan of chova. But if we're talking about a tavshil of basar to gvina, then there's a requirement. And aval bein tavshil shel basar gvina shel acharav. But if we're talking about eating a tavshil shel basar first and then gvina afterwards, lo kama dafil benetila sura ad suud acheres. So the Rashbam, if you take a look in Taisus and Kupayam the Beis in Chulin, he calls it the Shita of the Rashbam. The Rashbam is of the opinion that you can't read this Gemara kipshuta. And that is that if we're talking about a tavshil of basar, you can't have gvina afterwards. There's a chiyuv of amtana, just like there's a chiyuv to wait 6 hours. And in a case of where you're talking about even going from tavshil shel gvina, so that in such a case, there would be a requirement of netila. The only time the Gemara said that it's a rishus, we're talking about being tavshil to tavshil. Now, Rabbeinu Tam immediately asks on Rabbeinu Shmuel, he says, tavshil to tavshil, you mean tavshil shel basar to tavshil shel basar. So why is there a requirement of netila altogether? That's a very strong kasha. And therefore, many who subscribe to Rabbeinu Tam, let's see Rabbeinu Tam in the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Tam Ayomer, the main tavshil gvina mashil tavshil tchila, that it sounds like the tavshil of basar is first. V'om bein tavshil tavshil shneim shel basar shneim shel gvina lamali litol yadav klau. There should be no requirement. L'chein piresh. The tavshil, the bein tavshil tavshil, hayim bein tavshil shel basar tavshil gvina, the kivan she'ein ha-basar v'gvina be'en, v'leka elatam lo achmiru she'echov litol bein asayim. So we have two halachas that emerge. Number one is that there isn't a requirement to wash your hands between tavshil shabbos and tavshil gvina. And then in such a case, then it's clear that one would be allowed to eat tavshil shabbosar and subsequently gvina. And subsequently a tavshil shel gvina. The Rabbeinu Tam continues, avol bein tavshil shabbosar l'gvina shagvina be'en chova. If you have a tavshil shabbosar, you're allowed to eat gvina afterwards, but then the requirement of netila is going to be a chov. So that is a tremendous chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that he doesn't consider tavshil shel basar as being basar at all in regards to hamtana. The only chiddush that our Gemara was telling us was that you need to wash your hands going from tavshil shel basar to gvina. But in terms of the concern of basar ben hashinayim, there isn't any concern of basar ben shemayim or any real tam in the individual's mouth. And this is the psak that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch said that the halacha is that if you want to eat gvina after tavshil shel basar, the requirement is to be litol yadav. And the Ramah quotes in middle of the Mechaber in Sif Gimel, yesh matzrichim netila, there's some who require netila, and they hold that we don't subscribe entirely to Rabbeinu Tam, that you don't even need to wash your hands, and l'chatchila one would need to do that. How does the Ramah pask in terms of waiting? So the Ramah says, v'nagu akshav l'hachmir, shelo lecho gvina achar tavshil shel basar, k'mo achar basar atzmo, v'ein l'shanos v'lifrotz. So we're choshesh for those who disagree to Rabbeinu Tam, in the sense that if you're talking about someone who ate a tavshil shel basar, so then we don't allow gvina. That much of Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush we are not going to accept. The Ramah continues, miyum ein basar b'tavshil, rakshin espashal b'kter shel basar, mutal echlar achro gvina, ve'ein bo minig lahachmir. But if we're talking about blios, so then in such a case, then there isn't a requirement to accept. So this is a very, very practical halacha. This is a halacha that's referred to as dairy equipment or whip meat equipment. And that is that if you have something that has been cooked in a flay sugar pot, so then in such a case, there isn't a requirement to wait 6 hours. However, the food is going to have, in many instances, a din basar. You won't be able to eat it together with milk, but nothing more than that. And therefore, one would not require sheish shos. Hayotze midvareinu for minig Ashkenaz is to summarize as follows, that when it comes to Ashkenaz, halach is, if something qualifies tavshil shel basar, tavshil gvina, the halach is that it's going to be mutter to eat one after the other. If it's gvina mamish, so then in such a case, one would be machmir. So we only will allow something that's a tavshil, and clearly the concept over here is that we consider a tavshil, not the item itself. Maybe Rashbam would have been more machmir, but this is not, we don't paskin like the shita of the Rashbam. Now, the Shach famously comments over here, he asks a basic hasha in Sif Yutes. The Shach says as follows, Miu main basar mutter, l'kamon reish simin tzadiyeh yispar, da'afil lo'achlam gvina mutter, da'avin nat barnat. So the Shach comments on the line that the Ramah said that it was mutter when it comes to fleishik equipment or dairy equipment. That in such a case, you don't have to eat wait 6 hours. So the Shach says, I don't understand. That not only does the halacha say that you don't have to wait 6 hours, you could actually eat it with cheese. Because this is the halacha of nesinas tam bar nesinas tam. The Gemara describes that if you have meat that is sitting on, you have a meat that, we'll do the whole chronology. You had meat that was sitting on a plate, okay? And then you put fish, and the meat was taken off, and it was hot meat, so the blios went inside the plate, and then you put down hot fish, and then the fish is going to absorb the blios that were in that pot. Now, what's the halacha in regards to taking that fish and eating it with cheese? So Gemara says the halacha is that nat bar nat is mutter. Let's count the nesinas tams. You have the meat, the taste of the meat going inside to a plate, that's one nesinas tam. And then the nesinas tam of the meat going into the fish, that's called nat bar nat. So then in such a case, then the halacha is, it's mutter lechol imacholav. So asks the Shach, the halacha would dictate that it would be mutter even to eat it with the milchiks. So what in the world is the chidush over here? By the way, if you take a look in Kuf Ayin Gimel, the Beis Yosef, both in Kuf Ayin Gimel and in by us, in Pei Tes, deals with the question his way. But let's see how the Shach answers it. V'nir d'hashmin an hacha d'muta lechol gvina achakach haynu afil nispashol b'kter shlo hutchu yafeh. Davik tzas ma moshul shel iser. D'bikai gavna osu l'ochlo im gvina. It's a great kasha, because a nat bar nat, it should be mutter. So the Shach says that you must say that the chiddush over here is that, no, it wasn't entirely clean. That the tafshil shel basar was that there wasn't just a case in which you cooked meat with potatoes, and the meat was entirely taken out, and now you just had potatoes. And then in such a case, you want to know about the din of that meat as a tashal shel basar, that potato as a tashal shel basar to eat milchiks afterwards. But rather, what happened was the meat was cooked with the potatoes and there was a little bit of meat that was left in that potato dish. So then in such a case, then we have a bigger chiddush. But then, in such a case, of course, it's not nat bar nat. You can't eat that potatoes with cheese. But if you eat the potatoes, that has a little leftover meat inside, so then in such a case, there isn't going to be a requirement of hamtanas sheish shos. That's the Shach's answer.
I mean, there's no actual meat in the potato. You're not eating any meat. You're just eating tam.
What's that? He said, the havik tsas mamosho shalisir.
But like, it was cooked with that. You're not eating any. If you're eating any meat, obviously you have to wait 6 hours. I mean, the potatoes are like tam from the little piece of meat or stomach. You're not eating actual meat.
If you eat enachanami, but in that tafshil,
right,
there was tzas mamashul shel iser, the basar that was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the achronim are bothered that the truth is the Shach himself shouldn't have asked this question. Because at the end of the day, the Shach himself is machmir when it comes to nat bar nat, when it comes to leftovers. So that's a little, now what do I mean by that? Is that the Shach himself holds that nat bar nat is not a heter when it comes to bishul. And here the potatoes were cooked with meat. So that's a little bit of a question in the Shach, because the question only starts within the Mechaber. But the Ramah and the Shach are machmer when it comes to bishul by nat bar nat. Okay, but that's here, for some reason, the Shach himself ignored that. In regards to the etzem kasha of the Shach, so here there are a few approaches. First of all, Rabbi Kiva Eger in Sif Katan Dalit in Nat Parnat says, "Aniyas daiti yishlomer de nafkemina afilu bishlo bechometz decharif bekaora shel basar de imba mishum nat parnat afilu hachim mutalachol gvin achrav." So Rabbi Kiva Eger's answer is that there is no nat bar nat over here because we have a davar charif. And this is important yisod that we'll discuss. We don't have to solve all this now in terms of nat bar nat. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that when it comes to a davar charif, we don't say not barna. So for example, in our case of the fish, so if you had, instead of fish on the plate, on the fleishiga plate, there was an onion, so then in such a case, one's going to have to be machmir to continue the onion, consider the onion mamish as meat. So that would be the chiddush over here by tavshil shalbasa. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eger would answer the kasha. The Beis Meir is quoted as asking, he doesn't understand the teretz of Rabbi Kiva of the shach at all, because if mamanushach, he says, if there's shishim of the potatoes keneged the basar, so then, as Aki pointed out, it's not the pshat that you're eating the basar now. You cook the potatoes with the basar and there's leftover over there. So if there's shishim keneged, so why would you consider it a tavshil shel basar? Because it's batul b'shishim. If there isn't shishim keneged, so then how could you say it's not considered like basar mamish? That's the Beis Meir's kasha. So the answer, it would seem to me, to that kasha, is that we're talking about that there's even more than shishim. Yet, the whole chiddush of the shach is that since it's leftovers, since we have some that's leftover, so then that leftover is not considered like regular basar, to consider it anything more than the din that's similar to nat barnat. In other words, that when it comes to leftover basar, even if the leftover basar is more than shishim, in regards to the din of tavshil shel basar, it's still going to have a din of tavshil shel basar and the kula of tavshil shel basar, because we're talking about leftover meat. That's going to be the chiddush over here in this halacha. Now let's apply what the shach says in terms of halacha lemaisa. So most of my rabbeim learned, and this is the standard psak in most of the svarim. The Badei HaShulchan writes this, that what emerges is as follows: that the din of tavshil shel basar is a case of where you have the leftover tavshil with shiurei ochel. But if we're not talking about shiurei ochel, so then in such case, it's going to be considered basar mamish. So what would that, an example of basar mamish be? Let's give a few examples of basar mamish. If you cooked French fries with meat, so then in such case, that's not tavshil shel basar. That's basar mamish. And therefore, the French fries would have a din of basar. Similarly, if you have oil that has been used to cook schnitzel, so then in such a case, if you cook, the oil has a din of basar, and if you cook that oil with French fries, so then those French fries will also have a din of fleishig. The only time we're going to be makil is when we're talking about something that was mamish atavshil. But if we're talking about something that was cooked together mamish, then it would have the din of the basar. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, Rav Miller pointed out that when you have in a fleishiga restaurant, when you have schnitzel that's cooked in oil, so then in such a case, that oil has a din of, that's going to have a din of the schnitzel. And in such a case, when there's leftover schnitzel in the oil, the cooking, making that with the, there's always residue of the schnitzel inside the oil. So then the French fries is going to have a din of fleishig mamish, and you would have to wait. You're going to have to wait 6 hours. There would be a requirement to wait 6 hours. Interestingly, the shach, though, can be a possible heter, because the shach introduced the following. The shach said that if you have something that's mamish shiurim, something that's mamish leftover, so then in such a case, then it would have a din of tavshil shel basar, and then you would have the heter of tavshil shel basar that's muta lechol acharav tavshil shel gvina. That's what the shach had told us, that you have that heter. So it was reported to me that Rav Shachter Shlita learned, therefore, that if we're talking about simply leftover schnitzel that's on the bottom of the oil, so then in such a case, then there it has this din of shiure, and if it has a din of shiure, so then in such a case there might be room that you don't need to wait 6 hours for the French fries after, in terms of eating milchiks. This is in disagreement with what Rav Miller taught, as well as what Rav Nemensal told me. And the Chevra showed me that in the Piskei Tshuvos, now it's now, they give a reference, it's in the Sefer Mitzion Teitzei Sora, that Rav Nemensal was machmir as well, that to treat the oil, and we don't apply the shach. Don't apply that shach. So Natan and Moshe showed me that there is a Darkei Tshuva that seems to support Rav Shechter's position. If you take a look in the Darkei Tshuva on page Yud Zayin in the booklet, let's go through. He quotes the Chidah in the Shiurei Bracha. Let's take a look at that piece. Ayin b'Shiurei Bracha Shekasa b'Misha Achal b'Tavshil Shenimlach b'Melach Shemolchabo Lashon, that they would salt tongue in salt k'minhag Ezanashim. After they finish salting it, umeidichen also kedin, chozrin losays la melach umunach kach mel kama yamin. It sits again in salt. Acher kach mefatzim amel shalav umiyapshin also umishtamshim b'melach zel machalei basar. So they would use that salt that was used to salt the tongue, and generally use it for fleishes. The ira pamachas, but one time what happened? Shebishlu yurakos. So they took the salt that had in the past been cooked with meat, and they put it into vegetables. V'shalin im mutar lechol achar yirakos halalu gvina besuda achas. And the shaila was whether you're allowed to eat these vegetables within 6 hours. So Moshe and Natan pointed out that this is almost exactly like the case of the chips, that you have oil that has been used for schnitzel, and it was with the schnitzel, and now you use that oil and you cook it with the chips. So the shaila here is this a din of tafshil shel basar? Because of the near shaper dami lakol bazeh, he said you could be mekel. The mashi hichmer rama, the gam ba'achal tafshil shel basar lo yochal gvina acharav. That the halacha is that when you have tafshil shel basar, you can't eat milchiks afterwards. You could only eat tafshil shel gvina afterwards. Dafku b'tafshil shel basar sheyesh al kapanim ba'tafshil basar shuma mamish. That's only if the tavshil has real meat inside. There is no real meat. Rak mashuhu balua me'amelach. All it has is a little bit that's left over that was balua me'amelach. Hareza dom le tavshil shenispashu l'kter shabasar shekosav achronim da'avshil hutchu l'kter yofe. D'yesh ksas ma'mashu salakter. That's the case mamish of the shach, that there's a little bit of meat that's left over in the k'teira, the shach says it's still going to have a din of tafshil shel basar, and in such a case you could eat gvina afterwards according to the mechaber, and you could eat a tafshil shel gvina afterwards as well. So that the same would apply to our case. So they pointed out that from the Darkei Tshuva, you do see the Darkei Tshuva using the shach in a very, very similar way as the case of the chips. Because you could have tainted, and I wrote this on the outline, that you could be mechalik between the case of the chips and the case of the shach. Because in the case of the shach, when you cook the shemen with the oil, you want you cook the schnitzel with the oil, there you wanted the tam of the schnitzel to go into the oil. You wanted it. In the case of the shach, you didn't want those leftovers in the top of the basar at all there. So you could have been mechalek. But the same would apply, that argument would also apply against the Darchei Tshuva's case. So therefore, and Moshe pointed out, Rav Shechter, in those days, Rav Shechter does not use Psachim U'Tshuvas, and he doesn't use Rav Hafstetter Basar V'Chalv. In his days, the one Piskei Tshuvas was Darchei Tshuva. So it could very well be that it's Mivusas, Rav Shechter's Heter is Mivusas on Darchei Tshuva. The minig of many Morim is to be Machmir, is not to consider this exact same case as the Shach, because you could be Mechalik again in the Shach's case. The Shach's case where the Shach says that it's still considered Tavshil Shel Basar, even when there's leftover meat inside, is when you didn't want that meat. Over here, when you put the schnitzel in with the oil originally, you wanted the schnitzel with the oil. That's a very, very different case. Also, when you cook the oil originally, you wanted the oil to get the tam schnitzel, and you wanted the schnitzel to get the tam oil. In the case over here, it's just that you have leftover meat, and then you cook potatoes inside. That's a very, very different type of situation. So you could be mechalek. But once you see the chidah's case, the chidah is talking about an instance that's very similar. You have the salt that was with the meat, and now you're no longer, once upon a time you wanted the salt to have the salt's time into the meat and the meat into the salt, but now it's entirely gone. But there's a little bit of leftovers, and the halacha is that if you put it into the irakos, that's also considered a case of tavshil shel basar. And the halacha would be that one would not have to wait 6 hours in such a case. So nahara nahara upashte, there are definitely two different shitas as far as that's concerned. Okay, continuing on in regards to the chiyuv of netilas yadayim metzayim. So here the Rama continues, and the Rama says, "V'chein noagin lechol basar acher tavshul sheish bo gvina o chalav." Our custom is to eat basar after a tavshul shel gvina. Miu yeshito adav beinehem, but you have to be careful to wash your hands. V'afil lo yachol basar mamish. If your hands touch it, so then in such a case you would require netila. It's not Medina de Gemara, but the Goshari Dura says that at the end of the day we should be choshesh. We have to be choshesh if you have a tavshil afterwards. The Rama continues and says, "Shamish hamishamish b'seuda." If you have a waiter, v'no ge'a be'ochlan eino tzarich netila. The shamish doesn't need to wash his hands. T'lo tzrichu netila rak le'ochlan. The only one that requires netila from that gemara are those who are eating. Now the Shach has a bomb kash on this. The Shach says in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, and we basically pass like the Shach. Basically, the Shach says that Gemara by the Shamish is talking about the din of Netilas Yadayim, where the Shamish has to wash Netilas Yadayim. However, when it comes to the Netila Beinehem, it's not mistaber that you should differentiate between the one who's eating, that if someone's eating and he touches milchik dik of food, he's going to have to wash his hands afterwards for fleshiks, and vice versa. Why would a shamish be any different? So the Shach says it's very, very hard to understand the whole halacha. What's the defense of the base? Of this Beis Yosef, it's a Rama quoting from Beis Yosef that the Rama Paskin's like. What's the defense? So the defense is that the place he's point. The place he says Ha Beis Yosef Chas V'Shalom Tov is that Rak Sfir Le D'Lo Matzim B'Shum Dachta De Tiknu B'Nogei Basar Ba'Alma Lo Tiknu Rak Ba'Ochol D'Yadav Muluch Lachos B'Yosef. That the place he answers that this is a Gzera Ba'Alma. It's a gzeira ba'alma that we're choshesh that there's some food that's going to be on the hands. Now, who gets, whose hands get dirtier with food? The person who's actually eating or the waiter? So the place he says, the Beis Yosef was assuming it's someone who eats. Someone who eats, whether he's eating with his hands or he's eating with a fork, at the end of the day, his fingers are going to get more dirty with the food. And therefore, the whole takana was never made by a shamish. It was only by a waiter. It was only made in regards to someone who's eating. That's the shita of the Nesivus. That's how the Nesivus learns. Excuse me, the place, that's how the place he learns. So the psak halacha in this case, in the both the Chachmas Adam as well as the Badei Shulchan, is l'chumra. The Bichoshesh v'shach, and this actually has very practical implications. If you take a look on page Kuf Mem Vav in the Chachmas Adam, in Mem Yud Gimel, so the Chachmas Adam says as follows. He starts talking about the halachos of eating between Tavshul Shel Basar. Let's read from the top line. On Kuf Mem Vav, V'chein Imachal Fil Tavshul Shel Basar, Ein Ochlin Achra Machal Shel Chalav, we're machmir against Rabbeinu Tam, and we say that if you have Tavshul Shel Basar, you can't eat cheese afterwards. Ela Bam Tanas Sheishos, L'acha Berchas Amazim. V'hameikol B'zeh Over Mishum Bal Titosh Torah Simecha. Says, we're machmir. Mikol Makom, Im Ein Basar B'Tavshul Rak Nespashul, B'Kder Shel Basar Af Bishul Tchu Yofeh, But here he says the halacha is that by a tavshul shel basar, so then in such a case you could be meikel. The cheno agin lechol basar achat tavshul sheish bo gvina. Oh chalav miu yeshita yada binem. But if it's the inverse, if you have milchiks first, so then in such a case you're allowed to eat fleishiks afterwards. But you have netila, like we learned before. Afilu b'yom, even if you could see your hands. Afilu yochal basar mamish, rak tavshul basar, achar tavshul gvina. Even if you're eating just a tavshul shel basar, nevertheless, the halacha is that that you still need netila. Vafilu shamish hamishamish b'su'uda, even a waiter, afal b'shein ochel, shenogeh b'ochel, tzarech netila. He quotes the shach. Then he concludes, letzarech choli, there's going to be room to be meikel. So the Chachmas Adam is machmir regards to a waiter. If you take a look at the Badei HaShulchan, I won't read it inside, it's very straightforward. The Badei HaShulchan also is machmir, halacha l'maisa, not only a waiter case. This applies to us all the time. The Badei HaShulchan says, if the halacha is that we're going to be machmir by a waiter, the same would apply to someone who's cooking. So you're making two meals. You're in the kitchen, and you're making both a Shabbos meal, you're working with meat, and you're making a milchik dikka meal. So bottom line, do you have to be machmir to wash your hands between the two meals? And the answer is that's totally in this machlokis between the Ramah and the Shach. The whole takana of netilas yadayim ben tzayim is only a takana, the place he points out, for those who are eating, because their hands get really, really dirty. A mishamish is not going to get as dirty. So what would we say about someone who's preparing food? So you could argue that no one spoke about until the Badei HaShulchan spoke about it. Or you could say, no, that the takana, like the place he said, the takana was made only for those who were eating. And therefore, mi'ikur d'dina, someone who's preparing food, who looks at their hands, they look at their hands and they don't see any fleishiks, so they could turn to the other side of the kitchen and they could go to the milchiks. Obviously, you'll have to check your hands. That's pashut. But you check your hands, but is there a requirement of netila? So Badei HaShulchan is machmir, that if a person is going from one to the other, now if he goes to play baseball in between, so then there would be no requirement. But if he's going from one to the next, then in such a case he would need to. Yes?
Netila is with soap, with a cup, with like a netila cup?
No, I don't think so. I think it's mistaber that...
You can turn off all the quick rinse?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Right, no bracha. Okay. Continues the Mechaber. Yes.
Just if they're not touching the food directly.
Right. With.
So he just points out that, like, let's say waiters, if they're never actually coming in direct, they're just holding the plates and they're not coming in direct contact, then they wouldn't
need to. Then it's not, yeah. Then even a waiter would not need to. Correct. We're talking about someone who.
So if you're eating with your fork and knife, then you don't really have to wait.
and you're gonna have to convince me. I mean, I understand your svar.
Based off the pre-Kaddish, this is what he's quoting from, the very difficult to pre-Kaddish, that by the Shamish, if it's molech, maybe, hamaycho.
Right, but...
It's coming on sip that eating is different for eating.
Right, but what about someone who's eating?
But who cares? The whole reason is because the Shach says that the whole reason is that it's nidbok b'yadayim. Nidbok b'yadayim, it's not going to become nidbok
b'yadayim. They sip days, even if they're not nidbok, they're machbe, they're eating.
What's the way
are you assuming that the eaters, that they're assuming that they didn't have forks and knives?
Yeah, that could be a very decent assumption.
Yeah, people ate much more.
Yes, they ate much more with their hands. Even if they had more clay suda, definitely they ate much more with their hands than today. But I Natan, you need to convince me more. I'm not saying I disagree, but it's not a hechreach. In other words, I think a raya from what the pre-chadar says by the waiter is not going to be a raya halach lamaisa for the other person, for the eater. I don't think that that's necessarily right.
So if you never actually touch any food, there's no reason to...
But the question is whether it's a takana that's a low plug. That's the question. Yeah. That would be the question. To me, it's an open question. I would be no to actually lahachmir. Without any more information, I'd be no to lahachmir. But you're making a good point. When Natan is being mefalpel, is as follows. He's saying that the other post can say that even if you're going to be machmer in a shamish, it's only if he touches the food directly. Okay. I remember the first time, when I was a kid, it's the most fascinating thing. The whole idea of a salad bar and people serving at a salad bar with gloves is so strange to me. Like, you know, there's some human inventions that you wonder what everybody was thinking beforehand. So when I was a kid at a salad bar, there weren't that many salad bars, but there were. The waiters would always serve with tongs and so on. The whole idea of using gloves to serve food was almost non-existent. So the point, why am I mentioning that? So the point is that once upon a time, when in the kitchen, they probably used their hands. In other words, the newest invention was to put on gloves and to make a salad that way. So the point is that with the shamish, it was very, very common for him to use his hands. So you're pointing out, but what about where the poskim said the farish, that if you know that the shamish didn't use it, so in such a case, what would you say? I would be note that say lo plug, but it requires more.
I thought that also by gloves. I thought that, like, if you're wearing gloves, it's also you're not getting anything in your hands.
I'd be more note to lekula. Yeah. If a person's mamish wearing gloves, then it'll be that's a different story. In Ilchas Netil Sidayim, Mayim Rishonim might also be a different story as well, right? But that's mamish where there's no reason to say lo plug. But in a case of where it's just using knife and fork, so then, okay. Siv Dalet, says the Mechaber, Misha achol gvin av rotz alecho basar, someone eats cheese and now wants to eat meat. So he has to remove the leftover bread. And you also need to change the tablecloth. You don't have to change the tablecloth mamish. You could just change the placemat as well. Of course, you could wash a tablecloth. That's a davar pashut. You don't need mamish. A tablecloth for milchiks and a tablecloth for fleishiks. If you wash the tablecloth, that would be fine. But the shiure pass is going to be a problem. Now, what are the hagdaros of shiure pass? So Ramesh has a nice tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simin Lamed Ches. Ramesh says as follows. He says, "B'davar mi she'achol gvina rotzal echal baser isa b'yaradeh she'tzarach levar shiure pas she'achlo l'ma gvina she'hik she'yedidi she'mash v'tzarach li'yachid pas l'macholei baser levad v'l'macholei cholo levad v'loma einis harim b'zeh." So the Shoel asked Ramesha that how come people are not machmir that when they have a loaf of bread at a milchik meal that they will at times use it again in a fleishik meal. That's his question. And Yishu said that you should have to designate two different loaves of bread. So Ramesh says, Hina Yisu Rakal Shiure Chatichas Pas Shel Achlu Bagvina. He says it's only on Shiure Chatichas Pas that was eaten with the Gvina. Oh, Afal Chatichatana Shachotach Kidei Lachlu Magvina Shalzu Einu Nizar. He says either we're talking about, the way I would read Ramesh is as follows: either we're talking about spread that was sliced to eat with cheese, or the part of a loaf that you had already designated for this meal. So for example, just to be 100% clear what Ramesh is saying, so there are times that someone will put on the table a half a loaf of bread with the melchik meal, or they will slice up a bunch of pieces of bread, whether it's a loaf, half a loaf, or it's a few pieces that were designated to eat for that meal, boom. Says Ramesh, in those cases, that's called milchig bread, and you have to be choshesh that was eaten with the gvina. She'alzu eino nizar, because people are not going to be careful. Kivan she'choshev l'ochlem la'gvina, since they thought to eat it with the cheese. V'lechein afim ye'omer shalom nagav ba'gvina, even if someone says, no, it sat in the middle of the table all the time, they didn't touch with that piece of bread. That often happens. They bring it back to the kitchen. Milsadol ramyolev lava daite, people aren't going to notice. Avol pas hakdosh yomed is bein lemachol echol bein lemachol basar nizharim ba. But if you're talking about the loaf itself, then in such a case, then it was never designated. But you add the loaf and you cut off from the loaf and you designate for different things. So then in such a case, en loch l'shem enag ba gvina o basar. So for a meisha, it's clear anything that's clearly been designated for the milchik meal is a problem for a fleishik meal. Anything that wasn't designated is not going to be okay. What's a little vague is, what does the word designate mean? It sounds like what Ramesh is saying, anything that was put on the table and the Balas Habayis thought it was going to be eaten with that milchik meal, then immediately it's milsadol rami olea, and it's going to be milchiks. When I was a child, I don't think most people were machmir for this. I don't remember people being machmir. My parents' shlita's home, I don't remember them being machmir. So interestingly, although Ramesha writes it, so there must have been many in New York that followed it. Interestingly, Rav Nevensal has a different shita. Rav Nevensal is much more makel than Ramesha. Rav Nevensal holds that only that bread which was eaten with the milchiks is going to be a problem. Dahaini. That if a person used, there are some people, in the Middle East it's a little more common, that people will take a third of a loaf and they'll dip it into the yogurt, they'll dip it into the lemon, or they'll dip it into the butter. So that whole loaf, in such a case, is going to be considered milchiks. Or you spread butter on a third of the piece of bread, so the whole piece of bread, even if you didn't spread butter on it, that's what's going to be awesome. But what was sitting on the table and even designated for that meal, Rav Nevensal Shlita is Meikalon. So here you have a case where Ramesha is more machmir. I pointed out in the outline that there is a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shavuos. In Hilchos Shavuos, of course, where we have the custom to have both milchik and fleishik meals. So there, the lashon of Mishnah Berurah is on bread, the aser lechol basar v'chalav milechem echad. That's his lashon. You can't eat basar and chalav from one lechem. So that sounds a little bit closer to Ramesh's understanding. According to Rav Nevensal, you're going to have to read lechem echad. What's going to have to mean is that piece of bread that was already used with milchiks, and it was not the whole loaf. Milechem echad sounds more like a loaf, but yesh lefalpel, and you could read it in different ways. Yes, Zaki.
Just a clarification. According to Rav Moshe, let's say on Shabbos, I have a big piece of loaf.
Right.
So I cut a few slices and I used that for the meal.
Right.
This would be mutter that you achieve, say, for mutter Shabbos.
Correct. Whatever you put in the middle of the table.
That's
right. This is Shiloh all the time. I call this Shiloh the French toast Shiloh, right? Leftover pieces of challah from Shabbos. There's always those leftovers. So are you allowed to make it French toast? And that's very common that people make it with milchiks. So what's the hatzdaka? So according to Rav Nevensal, there's a hatzdaka. According to Ramesha, like you said, the only thing that would be mutter is, let's say you cut the challah in half, you cut half of the challah, you put it in the middle of the table. So then in such a case, what's aser is that which is the middle of the table. According to Rav Moshe, you could only make it from the second half of the loaf. Rav Nevenzal would say, anything that you know didn't come in contact with the challah, that no one ate with the challah, you make all of that into French toast. So two different havanas.
So I saw the dips that we use for the Shabbos table.
Yes.
I saw Rav Adya, right, that the dips that we use on the Shabbos table, as long as you didn't use your utensil that you're eating meat with, as long as they had it with your own.
It'll be considered part of. I think that's very much mistaber. And this is a takana, but certainly in that case. Yes?
For Rav Moshe, even if you designated, I thought for Rav Moshe it would sound like, even if let's say you have a larger piece that was designated, but the stuff like in the middle, you're going to still know Bavada wasn't encountered, so if like you cut off the sides, you should still be able to use it.
But Rav Moshe doesn't, I hear
that. Because
the
whole point is that like it's milsa, it was designated.
Milsa
like,
de lo rami.
So you're going to accidentally touch it. But, like,
right.
There are parts of the bread that you know definitively, which is on the inside.
Oh,
in
okay, now I'm following what you're saying. You're saying if you took care of the milsa de lo ramia,
right, let's say
right,
you have a big piece and then you, afterwards you cut
right,
off
you cut
the
off
two
both
sides.
Sides
the middle, that,
right, what about the top of it?
The middle. You do a surgery, I'm saying.
You're going to have to do a surgery.
You
won't be left with a lot of... it depends on whether the kids like the crust or they don't like the crust. So, okay. And if you take away all the crust on all the sides, so then in such a case, then... but, okay. Rav Moshe, I think it's quite clear that his scope is to be more machmer. Okay, b'siyat d'shmai, let's begin. Simin Tzadi Aleph. We're, of course, skipping Chal. And let's talk about Basar Ugvina. So take a look at the base Yosef. Basar Ugvina Shinagu Zebezem Mutter. Ella Shetzarach Lahadiach Malkam Negiyasa Mutter Lotzer Osam Mit Pachas Achas. The Perikol Basar Tznan, the Mishnah says, Tzayrer Adam Basar Ugvina Mit Pachas Achas. You're allowed to even pack meat and cheese together. Ubilvachlo Yinogim Zebezem. So, but the one problem is they can't touch each other. Says the Beis Yosef of the Gemara, v'chinog zeh v'zeh mayhave. What's the problem if they touch each other? Says the Gemara, tzonim b'tzonim. Amar Abaye, nihi deklipa loy boy, hadocha nami loy boy. So Abaye answers and says that, einach nami, you don't have to be choshesh that there was any blia inside, but you have to be choshesh that there was a little bit of mamashos that was on the top. Okay. So on the one hand, there's no problem packing it together. On the other hand, if you know for sure that they do touch, so then the halacha is that you're going to need hadacha. And that's how the Mechaber paskins in Tzadi Aleph. Basar ugvina shenogu zebzem mutarim el shetzarech la'adiach makam negiyasan, but you're going to have to wash off the place where they touch. Now, why are you going to have to wash off the place of contact? So, the reason is, points out the Shach from the Bach, that the Chash is that if one of them is moist, please, if one of them is moist, so the halacha is that you're going to have a problem of the cheese. Let's say the cheese is moist, so you'll have a little bit of moisture, cheese moisture on the basar, and then that would be considered midrabanan, meat and milk, and we would have to be machmer. Obviously, it's not derech bishul, but you would still have to be machmer midrabanan. The Shach then points out the inverse is true as well. The Shach says in Sif Katan Aleph, Avolim Shneim Yuvashim, but if both of them are dry, afilu adacha ain't tzarech, so then there isn't the need of hadacha at all. If both of them are dry, so then there isn't a need of hadacha. So what the simple halacha that emerges from here is that the most that we're going to require when you have meat and cheese touching each other is just hadacha. You just have to wash off. And this happens. It happens quite often. People will call, will ask, you know, I left out my meat. I was preparing my meat for the challah, and then by mistake, the cheese touched each other. So what would you answer if someone asked you, what should I do in such a case? So you would say, wash off the cheese and the meat, and everything is fine. So, but you should know that there is a chumra in Siv Zayin, that the Shach himself is more machmir than a simple reading of his halacha in certain instances. In Siv Zayin, we have the following. We have the Mechaber. He's starting to talk about a slightly different case. But the Mechaber says that if you have meat, so then in such a case, if it comes in contact with flesh, the Mechaber says, im yesh bo bikaim, o shu metuvo bekavlin, if it has crevices, or it's spiced, or it's roasted, then kulo asur. Then you have to be choshesh that the tam is going to go throughout. Says the Rama, v'hu adin afui umevusho. The same applies to cooked and baked items. And then the Rama says, v'yesh omrim dafilu heim tzoninim. Even if they're cold. Says the Shach, mishum dekivan din nitzla o nefal and spasha afago the tzonin, hu rachich. If we're talking about something that is cooked and it's soft and it easily absorbs the other item, so then hadacha might not be enough. Then you might have to, then it might be absorbed throughout. So Rabosai, we really have more categories than what we saw from the Shach. The simple reading from the Shach is that the biggest chumra you're going to have is just hadacha. And sometimes you don't even need hadacha if both of them are dry. That's the simple reading of the Shach. However, if you go to the Shach in the end of the Siman, so over there the Shach says that even if it's tzonein, if you have something that is cooked, so then it's rachuch uboleya. The only thing they're willing to be makel on is the chalav amevin yavin. But the afui and the mavusho, you would have to be machmir.
Let's say the meat is cooked and then touches the cheese.
Right. Let's say you had meat that was cooked and it's now cold, even if it's cold, and it touches moist cheese, so then it could be the hadacha is not going to be enough. Now, li bi omer li, that there is a lot in between hadacha and saying that the whole meat is trif. That's Libi Omerli. In other words, I would like to find, when we get to the end of Siman Sadi Aleph, a posek that says, look, if you know for sure that there's no way that the cheese could have gone throughout the piece of meat, then just do Kedei Natila, just do Kedei Klipa, and that's enough. What I'm bringing out is that Hadacha might not be enough. The Shach, the simple reading of the Shach is that the whole piece of meat is Aser. But the Shach might be talking about a case when it was milk that fell on top of the meat. So then meat with crevices, so then in such a case, then you have to be choshish that all the chalav got throughout. But if we're talking about cheese, so then in such a case, it could be that cheese is not going to make everything awesome. What I am saying is that clearly, once you have crevices, then you have to be choshish for something more than hadacha. That's what emerges from, I'm just pointing out that this shach has to be taken in a broader context. Okay. If you could bother me, please, about this, that I don't think I ever came up with halacha lemaisa about the case of cheese with the chevra. In other words, the shach, so let's just summarize what is clear to us. If you have milk that fell onto a piece of meat, so if you were talking about a piece of meat that hadn't been cooked, and it was like, it didn't have crevices, it was still like a block, like when you have frozen meat, so in such a case, hadacha would be enough. Ein echanami, hadacha would be enough. But the moment in which you have tzalui, ofel mevushal, so then you have to be choshish, the milk goes in. It's possible for the milk to go in from the beginning to the end. That's where the shach was machmer, even if shnehem tzonin. That's where the shach was machmer. So what we need to, when we end Siman Sadi Aleph, I'm just still masupak, that I'm saying that gvina shenagu basar, the simple reading is a meiko entirely if it's not lach. If it's lach, all you need is adacha, and I'm leaving off at tzarechiyun, what happens if the gvina is lach, and it's afui, so then in such a case, maybe you're going to need more than hadacha. You'll probably need more than adacha. How much you'll need that might be just simply a hashara, that you'll just have to say, what's the furthest the moisture could have possibly gone? What's the furthest that could have gone? So first, maybe it could have gone, is kedei klipa. And not netila is even deeper. Netila is like a fingernail deep in. So that, but maybe we'll get more lemais about that. Now the Chavis Das points out that there is a beferish halacha that contradicts what the Shach said, Bedas HaMechaber, in Seif Hei. He says, and the answer is obvious, but again, here, this is a classic case in Yoredeo, where you have one rule, and it seems to be that's the basic rule, and then you have a zillion exceptions. That's the beautiful line Rav Schechter has from the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that most mistakes that are made are not because a person didn't know the halacha, but they knew the halacha, but they didn't realize that the mitzius in this case was a different seif, not that seif. So a person will quote the correct halacha. He'll remember, sadi aleph aleph, that the halacha is that's hadacha. But it could be that the variables are a different variable, and therefore it's a different seif, because there's so many different variables. So what's a different variable over here? Seif hey. So if you take a look in hey, so hey is quite long, but all you need in hey, you see the Rama interrupts the Mechaber two times. Right before the Rama's, three times, excuse me, right before the second interruption of the Rama, the Mechaber says, Hilchach basaru gvina hameluchim shenagu zeh bezeh, sarich liklov shneyem makom negiyasam. That the halacha is that if you have meat and cheese that are salted, that the halacha is that you need to take off kedei klipa, which means you have to take off a full layer. So this, the Chavis Das and the Prima Gadim both deal with. Okay, so Rabbos, I have a stira that over there says kedei klipa. Here it says hadacha. So it says, first let's see the Prima Gadim, because he's on the page. He says, l'kaman sivei kasam chavish nevi veshim sagi ba'adacha. Says the Prima Gadim, tzarech lechalek, al yidei melicha shnei yaveshim. What's that?
The kasha is from the second part, not from klipa, it's from just that you require.
Nachon. Very good. It's a good point. I was ma'arbev, the kasha of the Chavis Das with the Prima Gadim. So Natan slowed me down. Good. So let me start again. What I said was a legitimate kasha, but that's not the Prima Gadim asks a slightly different question. The Prima Gadim's kasha is on the shach, as Natan points out. The Prima Gadim's kasha is on the shach, that the shach had said that the halacha is that when you have two things that are dry, so then you don't even need hadacha, asks the Prima Gadim, but the halacha in Sif Hei is that when they're dry, you're going to need hadacha. So why is it that over here you don't need hadacha? So the Prima Gadim gives a similar answer to the answer we're going to see the Chavis Das gives to the other question that I asked. And says the Prima Gadim, tzarech lechalek, al yidei melicha af shneim yaveshim, filach yitzarech hadacha. So he says, that when it comes to salt, so then once it's salty, then you're always going to need hadacha, even if they're entirely dry. So again, shkoch natan. The case of the shach was a case in where the shach said that if they're both dry, you don't need to even do hadacha. Asks the Prima Gadim that the halacha in Sif Hei is that if they're not dry, so then you need kedei klipa. And if they're dry, you need hadacha. But over here we said you don't even need hadacha at all. So the answer, says the Prima Gadim, is that when salty, even when both of them are dry, you have to be machmir. So again, once again, we have another limitation of what is this halacha. The Chavis Das on this shach, in Sifkat and Beis, he says, Amnam b'divrei dvarim charifim nira dafil yaveshim b'yadacha. He says that when it comes to dvarim charifim, even if it's dry, you need adacha. K'nimuchach behei. The Bishneh Malucha Fil Veishim Bar Yadacha. See, he's the Chavis Das's Hagdar is a little different. He says that the reason why we're more machmir in Sifhei is because it's a davar charif. And then he has a nice pshat. Umehai time as shap in madlo mechalik b'taras chatas bein lach liyavish kemoshe mechalik b'darkei Moshe. Okay, I'll leave his nice pshat over here. It's not necessary for halacha. But the Chavis Das also says that the reason why we're going to be more machmir in Sifhei is because it's a davar charif. Hayotze midvareinu. That according to Chavis Das, even if both of them are dry, by a davar charif, you're going to have to be machmir. And by a davar charif, you're going to have to be machmir for kidei klipa, if one of them is moist. And when it comes to the shita of the Prima Gadim says that when they're dry and it's salty, so then in such a case you're going to need hadacha. It's when it's moist and salty, so then in such a case you're going to need klipa. So we see then Sifhei, we're more machmir because those instances are slightly different. Yes?
There's theoretically not a meaning between them because I saw quoted that the Yad Yehuda, his shot and why he gives a teretz to the Prima Gadim, why salt would make a difference. He says the problem is that usually when
well, what Natan is referring to, just to fill everybody in, is that the Prima Gadim concluded any Yodea Tamachalik. He said that if it's dry and salty, he doesn't know why you would be more machmir. Because once it's dry, it's not going to transfer.
Right.
So what does the Yad Yehuda say?
I didn't say this.
Okay.
This is the way that the children brought it down.
Okay.
He said that the pshat is that typically dry things, when they interact, nothing goes from one to the other. But he said, but if they have salt on it, so then the salt, which has bleos from one, is going to get mixed and stuck on to
right.
transfer from one to the other.
Right. We're going to learn... that salt has the power to be moshech. So what's going to happen is as follows. Even if it's dry, right now it's dry. But what does salt do? Salt pulls out, and what it pulls out is the wetness. Right? That's the mitzvah. Salt does it to everything. Salt does it to our bodies. Salt pulls out the water from our bodies, and salt does the same thing when you salt an animal to bring out its blood. So it could be, I'm not sure this is what the Ba'al Deir Shulchan is saying, but it could be that when it comes to the salt pulls out the lechus, so it's never considered yavish. By definition, the salt is going to be, we're going to have a discussion
and
later on.
The salt then goes and sticks on the other thing.
Or each salt... Right. And then there's a discussion in the post, and we're going to get to, does salt all simply pull out, or does salt also push in? But either way, I think there's...
So I'm just saying that if that shot is true,
yes.
That's a nafkamina with the chavstas, because then it would only be a promulgation if it's salted.
Correct.
Correct.
And the Chavis Das is more machmir. I alluded to the fact that Chavis Das has a shtikl Torah that he wants to say to be machmir charifim. Because he thinks it's muchrach that the poskim were machmir in general by charifim. The Rama himself in the Torah Schatas, you could take a look at the Chavis Das. Beautiful. Okay. Rabosai, we have koach for another pretty big sugya. Ready? Let's push. We'll push ahead. Okay. So now we get to the fascinating sugya. By the way, one of the most important halach lamaisa sugyas. That is, you'll get this all the time. And that is, a person is somewhere, and there's treif dishes, but the treif dishes, he wants to eat cold. So of course, this is the big hack about work events. So if you're going to a treif restaurant, eating fruit on treif kalim, and so on and so forth, that's a very, very big discussion. And... It's quite interesting what emerges. So says the Mechaber, Sif Beis, Kol Midi Diboy Adacha. So the way the Shulchan Aruch started talking about this was anything that requires Hadacha, so you need to wash it off. Kigom, Lemiach Basar Heter Tzon Bikar Shal Isser, Tzonin Asal Chatchila, Vilma Acha Below Adacha. If you're going to use treif dishes, so treif dishes, sometimes, not everybody eats from dishes that are entirely clean. Maybe the Metzias changed today, but in time of the Mechaber, that was definitely so. It could be it's different. Somebody in his own house, in a bachelor pad, it could very well be that people will eat that way. In a restaurant, maybe less so, especially a fancy restaurant. They wouldn't get away from with not cleaning dishes. But okay, let's keep on moving. So the Mechaber says, Dilma achal b'lo adachal. We're afraid you can't put your food down on a treif plate because maybe they didn't wash off the plate. But that's talking about foods that are cooked. In other words, if you put down a piece of kosher meat on a plate that's of a guy's, so the kosher meat before it's cooked, of course people wash it off. Before they process meat, they wash it off. So then you could be mekel because you could assume that it's going to be washed off. So says Rama, the dafka davar sheyesh bo lachluchas ktsas, avol davar yesh bo mamish. But if you have something that's entirely dry, im lo balakli rak tzonim muto aniach bo davar yavish lo adacha klal. He says, but if you have something that's dry, so then if the iser was only tzonim, then you're allowed to put on davar yavish. So Rama has the following chumra. The Rama has the following chumra. The Rama, basically, let's do it in the dramatic way. According to the Rama, most people would not be able to go to a treif restaurant and be able to eat fruit on. In other words, we know for sure that the fruit is kosher. By the way, here in Eretz Yisrael, a treif restaurant is going to be a problem with the fruit because of mitzvah satulias ba'aretz. Right, a lot of people forget about that. That for mitzvah that went trumas and meisers. But let's say in New York, and there's no shaila that they're using Jaffa oranges. So then, in such a case, what would the Rama say in regards to eating off of treif plates? The Rama would say probably not good. Why? Because if these plates are sometimes used for hat, the Rama wasn't meko. He said the only hat there is that you're allowed to eat the davar yavish. By the way, the fruit is not always davar yavish. But let's talk about something as davar yavish. So, if it's bala rak bitzonim, so then you're allowed to put a davar yavish down. That's the psak of the Rama. Let's get a little bit of background. The Rama in Darkei Moshe gives us good background. The Tur in Sif Beis quotes a bala itur. Kasa bala itur. Shma mina. From the halachos that we learned in Aleph about hadacha, that we see kol midi debay hadacha can go on basar heter tzonim bekarshal iser tzonim, also lechatchila dil ma'acha below hadacha. So if we're concerned about food coming into contact with something that's going to need hadacha, so then you have to be machmir. Oh, avol midi du'orchi ba'hadacha can go on basar chayot v'ashar lechatchila. So that's the Iter is talking about. Food that's going to come in contact with treif. And then you have to be choshesh in terms of adacha. So the mashmos over here is that the only problem of putting it on a ka'ara shel iser is the mamashos. So the Rama asks the following, v'yesh lahakshos in Aleph. Klish mishtamish bo chametz, mishtamish bo matzah. The halacha is that if you have something that was used for chametz, you're allowed to use it for matzah. Im kein shma min ol lemutol shtamish betzonim bekli yisur afagav lo yidichu lebesof. That you're allowed to use matzah on a kli chametz, and no one says that you have to wipe off the matzah afterwards. So why do we say that the only food that you're allowed to put down on a treifa plate is those foods that you normally wash off? The halacha is when it comes to Pesach, you're allowed to put matzah on something that was used with chametz. So here the Rama gives three terutzim. The first answer is that a very mistabardic answer is that when it comes to the chumra, this chumra was. If you have something that's moist, that's more likely to attract the iser. But something that's yavesh, so then in such a case like matzah, that's going to be mutter. That's teretz number one. So then, what would emerge is that you would be allowed to eat, according to this opinion of the Ramah, I'm constantly going to put it through the work example, so then you'd be allowed to eat something dry, pretzels. You'd be allowed to have pretzels on a treif utensil, assuming that chametz and shari surim are going to be the same. Obviously, the Ramah is about to say chametz might be different. Maybe that chametz were more makel. Why? Because it comes to chametz, it's bedili in shemine, and in contrast to meat. So there's meat that's kosher, meat that's treif. So people might be more likely to be nichshel. And since people are more likely to be nichshel, we'll say you can never eat on treif kelim. That's the second teretz. And the third teretz of the Ramah, va'od nir di'esh l'chalik ben dover shebol iser b'chamin, ozo esu l'shtarish bo tzonein, ki de'isu l'kamon simin kuf chafal. Aval dover shemishtamish bo iser tzonein, muta l'niach bo hefer tzonein, dumia d'chametz u'matzav. Ze'a teretz nirli ikar. So the Ramah ultimately says that when you have something that was boleya, the iser b'chamin, then the halach is you can't use iser. You can't use that iser plate. But if it was something that was boleya through tzonein, what would be an example of boleya the tzonein? If they do malicha with it, they do kavush on it, so then you could be mekel. This Darkei Moshe, teretz, is very machmir. Because what emerges from the Darkei Moshe is anything that was really treif through a cham, you can't use at all. Let's go back to our Ramah again. Let's remind ourselves. How did our Ramah present the halacha about using the treif things? So our Ramah, he said exactly this idea. Im lo bala kli rak betzoning, muta l'niach bo davar yavesh. The Ramah requires two things. He allows you only to use a treif plate if, number one, it only absorbed the iser through tzonein. Number two is you could only put down davar yavesh, you could put down pretzels. Basically, the Ramah has cut out every single treif restaurant. So you wouldn't, it depends on the fruit, but some fruits might not even be called yavesh. That's A. And B is that most of the restaurants, how are you going to know? Unless you're talking about a fruit plate. In other words, it could be that there are very fancy restaurants that have different types of plates. So it'll be a fruit plate. You probably could follow Rove in this case, or, you know. So if there's a fancy fruit plate, a fruit platter, v'chulei, so then in such case, maybe in the Ramah, you'd be able to be mako, but it would have to be only those things that qualify as yavesh. So we'd need to be mefalpel, what's called yavesh, and what's not called yavesh. Yes?
Can I like a hotel, like a Holiday Inn?
Right. So we'll get there, Mirza Hashem. 100%. I mean, if you want to plug into Ramah, but right now I want to go Keseder. So comes along the Shach. The Shach in Sifkot and Gimel, the Shach doesn't like this Ramah from the beginning to the end. This is a classic Shach. Now what the Shach does over here, the Shach is vicious. Maybe it's too strong a word. But what the Shach does is he goes through every single part of the Ramah in the Torah Schatas and Darkei Moshe. And he basically, have you ever been ripped apart by a Rebbe? Basically what the Shach does is every single line that the Ramah says, the Shach says wrong, 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 wrong. He says he's quoted everybody wrong. And that's what the Shach does for about 100 lines. There's not one part of the Ramah that he tolerates. Now, the truth is, the Shach is so offensive. I mean, on the offense, that's what I mean. The Shach is so on the offense that most of the Shach's points are not even relevant to our Shaila. Basically, I used to go through the whole Shach, and I realized that it's not even... I used to go through the guys through some of the Shach. Most of the Shach, all that he's doing is he's showing that the Ramah didn't quote this one right, he didn't quote this one right, he misused this shita, he misused this shita, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. So most of the Shach is not that relevant, although my pleasure to sit and do it with you. I just want to be machriya, which parts are most critical to do with you. Yeah. I think the most critical part to see is Avol kol dvarav. I just want to bring out where the Shach drives home his point. Avol kol dvarav. Yes, Sif Katan Gimel on the Shach. Avol kol dvarav is the, I would say, the beginning of, at the end of the first third. In my thing, it's divided into, the Shach is divided into three different parts. He says, Avol kol dvarav mitchilosan vad selfan enam ivanumi. He says, I don't understand the entire statement of the Ramah. Mashikas of Achyesh Lechalik, the Kakas of Atur B'Yaradeh, Lo Yodat Yeratis of Daitok, Hilon in Sesham Kain, Va'ad Rabba, Misham Behedya Ipcha, Mash Behedya Ipcha, Shekas of Atur. So this is going to be the Shach's rallying point, which the Ramah himself actually quotes. But the Shach says he entirely distorted the sheet of the Tur. And this is the Pashtus of the Tur is definitely the way the Shach presents it, and that's how I want to teach you the Shach's Shita, through how he presents the Tur. And he says, Kalim, this is the Lashon of the Tur in Kuf Chafal, Kalim Shinishtam Shuben Bechamin, Kigon, Kideros, Viyoros, Magilun Matbilin Behem Mutarn. So the halacha is that if you have Kalim that you use for hat, you have to do Agala. Avol imit bilan tchila have sorry because Rashbam the dafka matbilim achakach magilim achakach matbilim avol imit bilan tchila have k'tov b'sheretz biyado avol harikasav she yachal atbilan tchila and lo yirtzah the shtamish bo elo litzonein yachal liatbila ulishtamish bo tzonein. So this is the critical line that the tour quotes the re. That says, when do you need to kasher something? When you want to use it for hot. But if you want to use it for cold, mutter. That's mutter. And the Shach goes on to quote the Rif, the Rambam, the Rush, and many others, like the case by Chametz on Pesach, that say that it doesn't matter how the Isser was absorbed. As long as you want to use it for cold, mutter. That's in the sheet of the Shach. Many people like this Shach Shita, because what comes out according to the Shach is whenever you just, you could use a treifa kli for cold. Even if the Isser was absorbed, in contrast to the Ramah. And the question is, where did the Ramah, does the Ramah have any source in the Rishonin that say that the only time you're allowed to use a treifa kli for cold is if it absorbed the Isser through cold? That, the Shach says, is a tremendous chiddush. Okay.
I mean, the Balayit of the Shach says it's talking.
Just a second. Let me finish the whole thing, Zaki, and then I'll listen to you. But there is a Tosas that doesn't say this way. The Shach concludes that there is a Tosas not that way. The Shach concludes about 10 lines from, 8 lines from the end. At the end of, right before Sif Katan Dalid, Umash HaKasav HaTosas. Might be a little bit hard to find. That's Mamish towards the end. Umash HaKasav HaTosas VaHamordechi. The Perikei Maimidin, the Dover Lach Asul Ishtamish Bahen. Evshar demairi below kinuach. There is a Tosos and a Mordechi that says that you can't use davar lach, and that's why the chumrah of the Ramah that says that you're allowed to use davar yavesh on those things has a source, because Tosos says that you can't use davar lach. So the Shach gives two explanations. One is evshar demairi below kinuach. Maybe it could be that we're talking about a kli that had not been cleaned off. Or else you could say that you have to be machmir on a kli cheres. And he quotes a Rajba. I'll tell you what the Rajba says. The Rajba in Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis and Chulin says that cheres is boleya umaflit more than other things. So the Shach does conclude that it could be that by kli cheres, the halacha is that you could be there's room to be machmir. But outside of kli cheres, says the Shach, he's not sure why one has to be machmir. But even the Shach is not going to be makel for the following. If you took the Shach to the nth degree, then basically the Shach would say that you could take a goy's kelim, you could go to a thrift store, go to a thrift store, buy tray for kelim, and use cold. That's what comes out from the Shach. Shach says no one's machmer against that. He says you won't find a rishon that would say you can't do that. So why don't we do that? So Shach concludes, he has one caveat. He says, Miu Kolzeb, which is going to be fine for even people who want to be makel in restaurants. People who makel in restaurants, really, the Shach, they have a lot with the Shach that's going to be able to makel it cold in restaurants. But the Shach concludes, Miu Kolzeb Derech Harai, Avol Boim, L'shamish Ben Derech Keva, Afil Tzon Aser, Gzer Hashem Yishamish Ben Chanan. So he says, to buy something from a thrift store, that's going to be a problem. But arai, presumably going into a restaurant, is arai. So in such a case, a shach is made. So the truth is, yesh alma ladun lekav schus of people who eat cold fruit in a treifa restaurant, on treifa kelim, they have a shach, yesh lam shach al mi lismoch. The mineg hamoirim is not this way. I don't mean mineg hamoirim in the year of Tavshin Pei with Art Scroll. I'm talking about way, way, way before Art Scroll. The Minig Amorim was to be made. Now, of course, there were many instances of people who were many much, much holier than us in the United States of America in the 30s, the 40s, and 50s. My mother, may she be well, who's a very holy woman, my mother when I grew up, it was like a strange thing for her to even check items for a kashrus symbol. Why? Because when my mother was a child, there was no such thing as kashrus symbols. There was things that you knew that you could buy and things you knew that you couldn't buy. That was how you knew what you can't. That's a fascinating question. What I'm bringing out is that once upon a time in America, it was really, really hard to keep kashrus. And I wouldn't be surprised that in the Gedolei Torah of the 30s, 40s, and 50s, allowed people to eat in business people to eat in treifa restaurants if they ordered only cold on even on treifa dishes. So when I say minhag hamorim, I'm talking about 300 years ago. But I think in America there were many, many poskim that were makel for business people and so on. My father, may he be well, when he traveled as a kid to yeshiva, so he had nothing. They had nothing to eat. You know, it was a four day train ride from Vancouver to Chicago, and then Vancouver to Baltimore. So I'm sure they relied on certain kulas that we would never rely on today. So I don't mean to say, when I say minhag hamorim, it's not to say that there weren't gedolei Torah that were makel in certain instances. But in general, the psak seems to work in the following direction. Let's take a look at how the Chachmas Adam paskin. So let's take a look. Yes?
So the Shach who said the Bala Itter, who says that it's usher, it's all talking about the actual food. The Bala Itter said that it's usher to place in Karashavis, it's talking about the actual food.
It's usher to place in?
In Ka'arish al-Isser.
Yes.
Talking about the actual mamashus there.
When there was mamashus, right.
That's what the Shach
says. Right, that's how he learns up the Bala Iter. Correct. Correct. That the Bala Iter seemed to be machmer, but that was the case. So,
you can place it.
Right. So, before we go to the... I'm going to go to the Chachmas Adam later. Let's take a look at how the Prima Gadim paskin. So, the Prima Gadim comes back to the Kuf Chaf Aleph, which we saw the tour based on the tour with the Shach. What we're going to have, let me start with a heading. What we're going to have is, the heading is going to be that most minhag hamorim is going to be neither like the Ramban nor like the Shach. the minig amorim is going to be not to be machmir like the Ramah in all instances, that the only thing that's going to be mutter is when it's bolea bitzonein and to put the over yavesh. It's not going to be that chomor, but it's not as going to be makel as the shach and say you could use treif utensils. It's going to be something in between. So let's see what that something in between is. Says the Prima Gadim Sif Sei Das in halfway through Gimel. Ul inyan dina avar gam ken ktsas. Hine besim tzif hafalef, pasuk harav, the kol hakenim sheshimish bem alidei rasech, muda chetev, shari l'shtamish tzonin lach. So he says the Ramah himself, see this is a stira in the Ramah. By the way, I'd like you to work on how to be miyashiv the Ramah. You know, it's not only that the Shach quoted the Tur, who said that the halacha is that you could be makel if you're only using cold. The Ramah himself said that even if the Isser came in through heat, if you're using cold, it's mutter. V'hainu derech harai v'lo b'kviyas, says, v'derech harai is going to be mutter. Not only that, v'dover charif yavesh mutter alidei adachas keil heitin. You could even use a dover charif yavesh, but not a dover charif. And he claims that's a sheet of the Archas Chaim, because she'ein motzi dover yavesh charif, because even if it's a charif, but if it's yavesh, then a charif won't be motzi the tam. He continues, says the Prima Gadim, umash gasa ramah the chometz mutter. Okay, you know what? That's we'll leave dover charif till we get there. Then the Prima Gadim has the following caveat, and this caveat is going to be important hachra lahalacha. Both the Prima Gadim and the Chachma Sadam pass in this way. The kol ze b'shar kelim, I will kli cheres also l'shtanish ben so and afil adochas kli ayin taras chatos u'bimin chasiyak. And then he questions whether everybody agrees, and then he says the pri chadash is his shita as well, and that is the following. The Prima Gadim says for a different reason than the shach, you have to be machmer on kli cheres. He says, when it comes to a treif kli, we have two two. What would be the best way to describe these two things? Two outlets of why to be makel when it comes to something that was hot. Number one, he says that we're using cold. We're not using hot. That's one thing. That should be mutter because it's cold. If it's cold, this is going to be no blias. And he says, and more than that, he says, we're doing it arai. We're using it arai. So since we're using it arai, we're not afraid that you're going to come to use hot with it. You go into the restaurant, you're eating once, we're not afraid that it's going to end up in your closet and you're going to end up using it with hot. And finally, even if it's going to end up in your closet, you could always do hagala. You could always... So this cup is never going to end up in a state where it's likely that you'll end up using it for keva, for iser. Because even if you decide to do it for keva, you'll just kasher it. But when it comes to kli cheres, you can't kasher it. If it's kli cheres, you can never kasher it. Then we won't even allow you to do it arai. That's the psak of the Prima Gadim. Let's take a look. This I put in the booklet. The psak of the Chachma Sadam. The Chachma Sadam basically works hand in hand with the Prima Gadim. Now, it's interestingly, even the Shach was more machmir by Cheres, but for a totally different reason. The Shach was more machmir for Cheres because the Shach was concerned about the blios in Cheres. We're not so machmir halacha l'maisa for what the Shach is machmir from the Rajba, but we're machmir for this reason. And this is the standard psak. Let's take a look in halfway through Klal Nun Vav Aleph. I underlined it. We're dealing with clean kelim. The Chachma Sadam, by the way, the Chachma Sadam was a businessman. Do you know, I highly recommended reading, the Hakdama of the Chachma Sadam is that he wrote the Sefer when he was on his business travels. The whole Sefer Chachma Sadam was written on his business.
What type of business?
I think he was I don't know exactly what field, but he was what they called in... He was a socher. He was a socher. He was also a rav for a time as well. But he says that he wrote most of the sefer when he was in work. So The Chachma Sadam in Klal Nun Vav Aleph deals with many of the Sofrim had to deal with the problems then in those days, and now we get to Yehuda's case in the Holiday Inn. So in those days, the Holiday Inns, a lot of times their plates were dirty. So he starts talking about dirty plates. We, Baruch Hashem, don't have to worry about dirty plates. He gets complicated with dirty plates. Let's start with clean plates. So in the middle of Aleph, he says, V'im ha'kli, I have that underlined, mudach m'nkunach yofet, if it's a clean kli, im'em kli mateches o shaleitz, v'afilo ayu tashmisho bevadai b'chamin, the Holiday Inn, you know that they used it b'chamin, mutar l'chatchil ishtamish ben dvarim yiveshim. It's mutar l'chatchil to use yiveshim. V'afilo charifim kemelech v'tavim. Avol dvarim lachim v'charifim, but if it's lach and charif, so then that's a problem. V'darim lachim k'tsas v'enim charifim, im darkal nadiach achazek, gom basar she darkal nadiach b'shoshim yichum ikderim, mutar l'nich l'chatchila, avol ishi klein klein mudach asam she yitchen achakach, v'im ein derech osa dov l'adiach tzarech l'adiach akli t'chila. So he says, first you have to make sure that the kli is clean, and then it's going to be fine. So you might have, you should in, make sure if it's a Holiday Inn breakfast, to make sure that it's well cleaned. In other words, if it's a 5-star restaurant, then I'm sure it's going to be clean. But if it's a more, lack of a better term, a Hamish place, so then in such a case, then you should just make sure that the plate's clean. Then the Chachma Sam says that it's going to be mut. Venerally, dimu v'beis nachri, even for davalach.
Why is he machmir?
Wait, just a second. Venerally, because if it's not hudach yafa, for the chashash, it's not hudach yafa. Venerally, dimu v'beis nachri, v'ein lo kli acher, mutar af l'chatchil shamish bo, af davar chomutz, umaluach tzas. Even a davar charif, he's going to be mekel, if it's not a davar charif chazak. But if it's a davar charif that's light, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutar. In Siv Beis, then he says that the cheres, this doesn't apply to. Because it kli mateches, it kli eitz, avu kli cheres, de bliyasa meruba, de yesham, de gufa kli nasa iser. So he says, number one, it could be that the kli cheres is bliyasa meruba. Presumably, when he says yesham de gufa kli nasa iser, he means the rajba, that we have to be choshesh for the bliyos. That was the shach. This is so brilliant. This Chachma Sadam. Then two sentences, he summarizes everything. This is why my Rebbeim said the Chachma Sadam is the Pesach Achron. V'yesh omrim, and some say, this is the Prima Gadim, t'al kopanim gazru l'chachamem, kiven she'en lem takon l'shtamish ben l'chamim, im nat l'shtamish b'tzonin, yitu lomar dafil b'chamim, mot l'shtamish ben, that if we're going to allow people to do it, use it cold, then they'll come to use it with hot, and then l'chein osu l'shtamish ben, afil achas shekiniach. So then in such a case, you're going to have to be machmir, and we're afraid that if he's going to come to use it kavua, he's going to use it half. Now, when it comes to some that's not cheres, he'll just kasher it. Then we're not so machmir. But where you can't kasher it, then we don't even allow a rai atu kavua. So that's the cheshbon. That we are mekel, according to the Chachma Sadam, b'kli mateches v'kli eitz. So what emerges is as follows. We're not as machmir as the Ramah. Halacha lemaisa, we will allow a kli that was absorbed with iser, with heat, we will allow you to use it ba'aroi, if you're stuck in a situation where you don't have anything else. Obviously, nowadays it's not so stuck. Our parents, they would be stuck more often than us, because nowadays we have plastic. But in the case of, let's say, whatever reason, you can't, bidud. So a person's stuck. So then bidud, that would definitely be an instance. So then he would be an ones. He shouldn't violate the bidud. So he's a real, real ones. He can't get plastic plates. He'd be allowed to eat on a kli mateches or a kli eitz ba'arai. Kli cheres would be a much bigger problem. Whether the shach was also machmer and kli cheres, the question is, in what instance was the shach machmer and kli cheres? But either way, the Chachmas Adam is more machmer than the shach, and that is, it would seem to me, what emerges lahalacha from the Chachmas Adam. I will conclude that, first of all, the Badei HaShulchan says a lot of what we said. He says it's also the Shulchan Chadash. What we just said appears in the, I believe, check to be sure that I'm right, but I believe the Badei HaShulchan basically says what we just said. And so therefore, bottom line, in terms of restaurants, if a person's in a case of a shasat chak, so then in such a case, a kli mateches, a kli schuchis would be mutter b'derech harai, but this would only be b'derech harai and would sound like from the Chachma Salim would only be makel if it's a case of a shasad chak. It could be a $1 million business deal might be a shasad chak. It could be that that's considered enough to be a shasad chak. One has to ask the appropriate authorities. The problem is that Kli Cheres Rav Miller was machmir on that Kli Cheres one should not even eat fruits on. So you have to sort of be creative to figure out to get the appropriate kli, which it's not. It's when you're on the fly and you're discussing, you're talking to the boss at the same time. It's not so easy to manage all these things simultaneously. But that's what comes out. I'm a little disappointed with Rav Hofstetter. Rav Hofstetter's father is world famous. Rav Hofstetter's father is the founder of Dirshu. Dirshu is Hofstetter. You know, everybody needs Siyata D'Shmaya. Even philanthropists need Siyata D'Shmaya. I had a Talmud whose grandfather was one of the most important philanthropists in the Torah world. So he told me, "I'll tell you my worst." He didn't tell me. I wasn't zocha to meet him. His grandson, his daughter, told me that her father said the worst business decision I ever made in my life was that Art Scroll approached me first for the Schottenstein edition of the Talmud. And I told him there's no way it's going to work. He says, my worst business decision I ever made of my life. And now his name is not half as well known in the Torah world as the Schottensteins. So Rabbi Sherman went second to the Schottensteins. And that was it. The rest is history. Ad kedei kach, just as siyah kol tolu b'mazal fil sefer Torah shebe'echol, is that here in Israel, they referred to the Gemara as Schottenstein. It's not even called Art Scroll. It's referred to Schottenstein. In fact, most of my kids' friends refer to the Mishnayos, the blue Mishnayos. They just came out, Art Scroll has the blue Mishnayos. So they refer to it Schottenstein, which is actually, don't tell Tzvi Reisman that, because Tzvi Reisman was the one who sponsored the Mishnayos. In Israel, they refer to it. The blue one is called Schottenstein. Nachzor l'inyanenu, so Mishpachat Hofstetter has a tremendous achus. They started Dirshu. His son seems to be a Talmud Chacham. So his son has a few halach l'maisa svarim, one called Basar B'chalav, the other on Nida. So he writes on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, I'm a little frustrated with how he summarized the halachas. Let's take a look at how he summarized halachas. On page Kuf Chaf Aleph, he says the following: Hanochas macholim tzonim bli kliya blumi iser. I'm not sure, by the way. I'm throwing it out to you. It could be that I'm reading it wrong. So maybe you'll save him. So he writes the following: Kli shashimesh lemacholim iser rostim bolei ba iser alkein ein l'shtamish bo betzonim bikvius. He says, don't do it, and that's fine. He says, don't use that bikvius. Uli'inyin l'shtamish bo ba'akroy adover tolu. He says, and to use it for akroy, so then it depends. Shim she'echas bo ha'gola mutu l'shtamish, b'tzon b'derech ha'ray. Ach nutruk suk kli zeh, ein efshur s'ha'gola, osu l'shtamish. So basically he says what we called cheres, so that's so far so good. In page Kuf Chaf Aleph, I think he's summarizing the Chachmas Adam well. Then he says, all right, let's talk l'maisa. He says two things. Number one, l'maisa. Num beis, he says, kli she'esh lo safek, shem b'lu m'iser, kli she'u naki, v'aderech l'dichal, v'yesh lo safek im l'shtamish bo roschem, mutu l'shtamish bo b'tzonin, afil v'derech keva. So he has a nice cool over here, that if you have a safek, you could be meko, even v'tzonin, even mekeva. That's great. Okay, kuf chav beis, dugma ma'asit, lo'ora amur. So based on the above, let's get l'maisa. Let's talk about people who go to a tzimmer, people who go, who rent from a goy, Tannersville, right? All the Jews in Tannersville are renting, right? Tannersville, what's the story? Tannersville is a ski resort. So Goyim are not interested in being there in the summer. The Jews, once upon a time, weren't interested in skiing. So Tannersville was always, the Jews used to go there to rent. They rented from the Goyim who skied there during the winter. So almost all the homes in Tannersville, once upon a time, all the homes in Tannersville were Goyisha homes. And they also they left their dishes many times. So sachar megoyim ma'adam she'ena shomer Torah mitzvos dira l'tkufa mutar lo laniach mechalim karam ala shayish b'mitbach. He says you're allowed to you put it on the countertop. Ach af shedavar zeh kishimish kavua kim sheyesh no safek. He says based on the above, it's a safek whether they put mechalim roskim. So he says you're allowed to put it on the countertop. K'mo kein kelim achem sheyesh safek Im nishtamshu b'ayin l'machal yisurin oslim, mutal yishtamish b'ayin mafal l'chal n'tzonin. Ulam, su kem shirigil yishtamish b'ayin l'machal n'chalim, osu yishtamish b'ayin l'tzonin. But he says, su kem shirigil yishtamish b'ayin, then it's osur. That's it.
Why?
That's it. He should say something else. He should say, but if you're using it b'derech harai, then it's mutter to use it for tzonin. In other words, he should talk about, here in Eretz Yisrael, he should talk about a person that goes away for a weekend. Now, most of the times my wife and I go away for a weekend, we have other plastic things. But what happens for whatever reason? The person didn't have plastic. So then in such a case, it would be mutter, even if he should, Lania's diet, he should spell out. I think the reason to be down l'kav schus, maybe sachar megoy, it was talking about he rented from the goy for 2 months, like in Tannersville. That might already be considered kavua. But
in Nun Aleph,
yeah. But when the person is reading the Sefer Halach LaMaisa, right?
Just forgotten.
Right. In other words, bottom line is that someone who's renting Halach LaMaisa for a day or two in a holiday inn. So the bottom line is that it will be mutter to use. If it's not cheres, it will be mutter to use. But it comes out that the coffee mugs are going to be the coffee mugs. If there's a reason to believe that they use treif. So in Israel, it's hard to use treif in a coffee. Well, you know what? Maybe not. People do soups inside and stuff like that. So maybe it will be, even coffee mugs are going to be a problem. So coffee mugs will be a problem. But many of the glass things or the metal utensils and so on, b'derech harai for cold is going to be mutter. Obviously, for hot is going to be a problem. Yes?
Let's say you're in your house, your dishes are dirty. Can you use your meat bowl for cereal? That morning?
You have a meat? You
it's
have
a meat bowl. A meat bowl. It's
for
cold.
Cereal?
You want to use cereal that morning. Meaning it's the
derech harai. And it's clean.
Yeah, it's clean.
It's for sure clean.
Yeah. Is that mutter?
The only case I could think of would be mutter is in a case of where all the other utensils are, there's a reason why you can't use the other utensils.
Yes.
We're not supposed to. You
don't
want to
wash your dishes.
No, absolutely not.
You're in a hard procedure.
Absolutely.
The matter happens to me all the time.
Right. So I
use glass, because Sfardim are made by glass anyways. Glasses, there's no bleed off for Sfardim
right,
glass.
Right, correct.
Correct.
The Chazon Ish introduced a new chumra when it comes to glass. The Pashtus of Shulchan Aruch is like you said.
Right.
But definitely, of course, to be clean. The other thing is a mussar to give to myself is that we don't help out our wives enough with washing the dishes.
Okay.
So it's that. Really, we should have washed the dishes the night before. Bottom line,
yeah.
I'd be machmir, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You could be makel with the glass dishes.
Right.
You could be makel. As a Sfardi, you could be makel with the glass dishes. Chazon Ish was machmir, but absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I think he was trying to say a chumra that
for soup.
It's not typically, so I'm saying, you just not make her out then, maybe he's saying